I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Gospel workers are feeling the direct impact of ethnic divisions in Lebanon after the murder of a politician. Then church planters are seeing God bring healing and salvation to Sudanese refugees through trauma care. We'll explain what we mean in just a few moments. But we'll begin today in Lebanon, where tensions and violence are peaking. Syrian gang members recently killed a Lebanese politician, causing a spike in anti-Syrian sentiment. The Lebanese army says Syrian gang members hijacked the politician's car, killed him, and then took his body to Syria. Pierre Hosni of Horizons International says Lebanese anger is spilling out into the streets.
A lot of Lebanese are taking justice into their own hands and starting to be like vigilantes. We've had guys go out on the streets with loudspeakers and just issue general threats to Syrians that they need to leave their homes and then go back to Syria.
Plus, because the politician belonged to an ethnically Christian political party,
every day there have been instances of Syrians out in the streets being accosted by ethnic Christians, beating them and threatening them.
The situation has a direct effect on Horizon's gospel workers from Syria.
You take for granted that people can come into the office, go to their place of ministry, whether it's one of our ministry centers or it's our school for refugee kids. All of those things have had to shut down. The Syrians can't show up because it's just too dangerous for them to be on the streets in certain neighborhoods.
Pray for calm in the streets of Lebanon and pray that Syrian gospel workers can walk safely in public again. Next, a civil war between Sudan's military and junta rebel forces began 1 year ago today. Nearly 7 million Sudanese have been uprooted in the country since then, and 2 million crossed into neighboring countries. John, an Unfolding Word partner focused on Sudan, says
the burden on East Africa is becoming almost untenable. Chad is one of the top 10 poorest countries in the world. South Sudan is the poorest country, and that's where refugees are going.
Church planters trained by John's organization are meeting refugees in several border camps. Believers see God turning horrific trauma into something good for these refugees.
The desperation of having lost everything and being separated from the normal day life and just living in constant need, your soul is so thirsty for any hope, and God is reaping a harvest.
Church planters introduce refugees to the hope of Christ through biblical trauma healing.
We're not able to put a country in therapy, but there were 100 people that our team took them through trauma healing. They came to Christ. Within 2 days, there were 200.
Ask the Lord to provide food for refugees who are facing famine. Pray that they'll find the bread of life by connecting with church planters.
Many are coming to Christ because in their desperation, they're calling out for help. In their sleep, God is meeting them. And it's a vision of Jesus. It's a vision of a man in white.
And Galatians 3:28 says that all Christians are one in Jesus Christ, unified above ethnic and social labels. That's the principle Heart for Lebanon stands on in the deeply divided Middle East. Elio Constantine with Heart for Lebanon.
The question you want to ask, how can you get people on a Sunday morning to sit in one room and worship Jesus Christ? Keeping in mind that these people have been brainwashed for centuries, that from a human perspective, they should be enemies.
Heart for Lebanon's Middle East Center for Justice and Missions wants people to discover how to break the cycle of violence and hatred.
The answer is easier said than done. It's through Christ and Christ alone. How do we do that? Through unconditional love, patience, grace, and mercy.
The team builds trusting relationships with families from all ethnic backgrounds. Their love has led to hearts opening to the gospel and to diverse church gatherings. Would you take this unfolding story into your own heart? Ask yourself who you think or have been taught is your enemy. And then?
Show them the love of Christ that you have witnessed. That is the only way to move past and break the cycle of hatred and despair that we've been living in globally.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. So join us here on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.